是非常愚蠢的，是不是呢？如果主耶稣基督为我们做的这一切呢，我们不把荣耀归给他。
The world, unfortunately, doesn't know very much about giving appropriate glory where glory is deserved.
所以这个世界呢，他们当然呢不知道啊，怎样把那个荣耀呢归到荣耀该归到的地方去。
So just a few thoughts on the subject of glory from the Bible this morning.
今天早上呢，我们要有几个想法，关于圣经谈到的荣耀。
I'm going to start us out in the book of Revelation, chapter 14.
我们首先要来到启示录的第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录第十四章。
The book of Revelation, you'll remember, is mainly dealing with the problem of the judgment of God against people who have rejected God.
所以呢，启示录的这个主题呢，你们大家也都知道，主要是呢，它针对于就是审判对那些已经拒绝呢神的人要进行的审判。
In the Revelation period, there will be many who have turned away from God.
所以在启示录那个时期呢，有很多的人呢，他们转离了神。
And while they're in that terrible circumstance, the judgments of God are going to be falling, and many of them are going to say, "What can we do?"
因为在那个时候呢，很多人呢，神的那个就是严重的审判呢，会落在他们身上。他们通常会说呢，那么我们该怎么办呢
？The days are going to be so bad that the preachers are going to be shut off.
所以在那个时候呢，神呢，那个问题呢，会变得如此的糟糕。那么说呢，那些那个讲道的人呢，都会默不作声。
But verse 6 says, Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
因为在启示录的第十四章第六节说呢，我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国、各族、各方言、各民。
And what is the good news, the everlasting gospel that they are going to preach?
所以那个永远的福音呢，他们要传的是什么呢
？And verse 7 says they were saying, or the angel was saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water."
第七节说呢，他那个就是天使大声说呢，应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。
If someone were to turn to God, where would he begin?
所以呢，如果有些人呢，他要转向神，那么要从哪里开始呢
？Answer: He would begin by giving glory to God.
所以答案是呢，他要开始将荣耀归给神。
Okay, so we look up in the sky, and we see the heavens, and we learn a little bit about astronomy.And we're kind of overwhelmed, aren't we?
所以呢，当我们看在天空的时候呢，我们看到整个的天空呢，学了一点点关于那个，就是说是啊，天空的那个就是星象学的话呢，那么说呢，我们感到呢，非常的就是这样的惊奇，是不是咯
？The 19th Psalm says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
所以那个第诗篇第十九节说呢。整个天都把荣耀归给神。
What would you know about God if all you did was look up at the sky at night? What would you know about God?
所以呢，如果在那个晚上你往天上看的时候呢，你对神呢知道一些什么呢
？Well, number one, you know He's big.
所以呢，最少呢，你知道他非常的伟大。
Number two, you know He's beautiful.
第二呢，你知道它是非常的美的。
Can you imagine God making such a spectacular sky for people to look at night?
所以呢，就是说你可以去想象一下，神呢给我们呢就是创造了这样一个极其美的、特别的天空，让人们可以去仰望了。
Number three, you know he's well organized because the sky is basically the same every night. He's got it all put together properly.
因为第三个你会知道呢，这个是很好的，就是组织结构，因为就是每天呢都是天空都是一样的，而且他们互相之间的结构呢，那是非常的恰当的。
Number four, you'd know that he's been around a long time. Those stars haven't changed.And you can read history books tell you about the stars 2,000, 3,000 years ago, same as they are today.
第四点呢，就是你知道呢，就是这些个天空呢，它呢一直都没有改变过，它一直就是那样的。如果你去翻看历史，就是说是在3000年、4000年之前，天上的那些星星呢，都是以同样的位置摆在那里的。
Would it be natural?To give glory to the God who made the stars.
所以呢，这个是不是很自然的呢？你要把那个荣耀归给那个就是创造所有的星星的那样的一位神呢
？And the answer is, of course, it would.
那当然是的，当然是。
Little boy looks up in the sky and he says, "Daddy, who made those stars?"
所以呢，一个小孩呢，就是说看到天空，说：“爸爸，谁呢创造了那些星星呢？”
The boy says, "Daddy, did you make those stars?"
那个小男孩说：“爸爸，你是不是你造的呢？”
Daddy says, "No, no, I didn't make those stars."
爸爸说：“没有，没有，我没有造那些星星。”
Well, who did make the stars?
那么谁造了星星呢
？Did the Canadian government make the stars?
是加拿大政府创造的那些星星吗？
Okay, did that smart man make the stars?
是那个聪明人创造了那些星星吗？
And the child asks his daddy over and over and over again, who made the stars? And finally, daddy says, God made the stars.
所以这个小孩呢，一遍一遍一遍又一遍地问他爸爸说，谁创造了星星呢？他爸爸最终会告诉他说，神造了所有的星星。
What's Johnny say?
那么 Johnny 会说什么？
He says, wow.
他说哇。
Must be an amazing God. He made the stars.
他必须是一个非常神奇的神，他造了星星。
The most natural thing is to give him glory for what he has done.
最自然的事情呢，就是说是把荣耀归给他，因为他所造的一切。
All right, the book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1. Thank you.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 we're going to read.
我们要读的是第20节。
And it says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
This verse basically says that what you see when you look at the stars,And what you see when you look around the earth are so amazing that they declare the power of God and the person of God so that people who don't believe it are without excuse.
所以这几节经文呢，基本上告诉我们，当你看到天上的星星的时候呢，看到地上神所造的一切之后呢，就是说你就会明白，就是这些都表明了神的永能、大能和神性。那么说呢，这样呢，那些不相信神的人呢，就没有任何的借口推诿了。
And I've said it before, I will say it again, no doubt, that that on Judgment Day, when we stand before God, God says, did you believe me? And people are going to say, no, I didn't believe you. I chose not to believe you. They can't say, I didn't have the evidence to believe you.
这个里面呢，就是说我跟以前跟大家讲过，还要讲一遍，就是当审判日的时候，人们呢站在神面前的时候，神问他们说：“你信了我们吗？”他们说：“信了我吗？”他说：“没有。”但是呢，这些人呢，他是选择不相信，他不能说呢，神没有给他足够的证据让他去信。None
will say on that day, you did not give me sufficient evidence for me to believe you.
没有任何一个人在那一天可以说神没有给他充分足够的证据去相信神。Of
course, there's sufficient evidence to believe.
当然呢，你有充分足够的证据去信。I'm
amazed. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time with people like you from China who were taught in China that there was no God.
这个里面呢，我感到非常惊奇的是呢，我和你们这些从中国来的人呢，就是相处了很多时间以后呢，就是说呢，你们告诉我，就是说你们在中国的时候呢，他中国的教导是没有神的。And
so I've asked myself the question, when am I going to meet a Chinese who comes to me and says, I want to know the truth. Is there a God? I'm not sure that there's a God.
因为我就是觉得我自己呢，当我碰到一个中国人的时候，他跑来问我说呢，我想认识真理，那你真是有一位神吗？我想认识神。They've
all been taught there is no God.
他们所有的从小就受教说没有神。I've
never met one of you yet who said I used to believe there was no God.
因为我还没碰到人，一个没有一个说呢，我过去相信没有神。Deep
down inside, you knew there was a God.
因为你要记一直在里面，就是你肯定有一位神的。They
are without excuse.
他们是没有借口的推诿的。What
is the problem then?
那么然后问题在哪里呢？
They know there's a God. But verse 21 says, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God.
因为他们当然知道有神。那么说第21节是怎么说的呢？因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
Would that be a sin?
这个是不是罪呢？
To know there's a God,
yes,
but to fail to give him the glory.
就说是知道那里有一位神，但是却不把荣耀给他。It's
a terrible thing, isn't it?
这是一个可怕的罪，是不是呢？
When I was a little boy, I went to school.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，我上学。
And my teacher taught us that there was someone who was called Mother Nature. And Mother Nature did all kinds of things that the Bible said God did.
所以这个里面呢，就是老师呢教导我们说呢，有个自然的母亲。这个自然母亲呢，她呢创造了一切，就是神造的那些东西。
And when I was in grade one, I went to my family and I said to them, what's the matter with these people? There's no such thing as Mother Nature. Why do they give Mother Nature the glory instead of giving it to God? That would be a terrible sin.
因为当我还是1年级的时候，我就跟他们说：“那么说，这些你们这些人呢，出了什么问题吗？因为那个当然没有一个叫自然之母的这样的一个东西。那么这是神创造的一切。那么说呢，如果把这一神创造的一切都归给自然的母亲的话呢，那么这是一个可怕的罪。”That's
the sin of the world today, isn't it?
这就是我们当今世界的罪，是不是呢？
Our world says, We know there's a God. We just we won't call him God. We'll call him Mother Nature.
因为我们的世界说呢，我们知道那里有一位神，我们不称之他为神，我们把他称之为自然的母亲。
And then far more than that, we know that there's a that he has a son who died on a cross. We'll ignore that.
当然了，他们知道呢，神的儿子呢在十字架上为我们而死，但是我们要忽略那一点。
He says that God who is there says, you must not sin. If you sin, you will bear the consequences and the penalty of sin.
所以呢，神呢，那里有一神，他说呢，你不能犯罪。如果你犯罪的话呢，你必须承担犯罪的后果。
And they say, we won't give him glory for telling us that. We won't give him glory for resolving the problem for us so that he can forgive sin. We will not give him glory.
所以呢，我们不会把荣耀归给那样有神，他那么样去告诉我。所以呢，我们也不接受那样的神呢，恕我们的罪。所以呢，我们也不把荣耀归给他。What
is the first sin in departure from God?
所以呢，第一件事情你背离神是什么？Fail
to give him glory.
就不给他荣耀。What
is the first step in approaching God?
所以第一步。 去靠近神的第一步是什么?
Romans 6, sorry, Revelation 14, 6 and 7. First step is fear God and give him glory.
所以呢，启示录的第十四章的第七节说呢，就是说呢，你要敬畏神，把荣耀给他。
Is it hard to give God glory?
就是是不是很难把荣耀归给神呢?
Does it cost a lot of money to give God glory?
你是不是要花很多钱才能把荣耀归给神呢?
You have to work for several months to give God glory.
你是不是要工作好几个月才能把荣耀给神呢?
I don't know of anything that's easier than giving God glory.
我不知道有任何的事情比给神荣耀更容易的了。
And you all you have to do is say, God, I know you're there, and I want to give you glory. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to honor you for what you have done.
所以呢，就是说我们所有的要说的是我们，我知道那里有位神，所以我要把荣耀给神，我要去赞美神，我要把荣耀尊荣给神，我要去感谢他，因为他为我所做的一切。
When I was working in the corporate world, there were a lot of bosses who were way up there.
当我还在这个生意的这个世界里呢，就是有很多的老板呢，他们在各个阶层。I
didn't always agree with all of them.
我并不是经常同意那些老板的意见。Most
frequently, I didn't even know them.
所以呢，通常呢，我都不认识他们。But
I did respect them.
但是我是尊重他们的。And
I gave them honor and glory.
我也给他们尊荣和荣耀。
And I didn't call him Billy.
我不是叫他们的名字Billy.
I called him Mr. So-and-so.
我叫他们某某某某先生.
I gave him respect and honor.
我尊重他们，也把荣誉给他们.
That's only proper.
这是唯一正当的做法.
What is the first sin in departure from God?
所以第一件你离开神的事情是什么?
To fail, to give. Him glory.
不把荣耀归给他。
So you and I say, Lord, excuse me, but forgive me. I want to give you glory.
所以呢，就是说你我说呢，对不起了，神呢，我想要把那个荣耀归给您。
And if I can give you a little glory, I want to do that.
如果我能给您一点点的荣耀，我想要去做。
And if you can tell me how to give you more glory, I would like to do that too.
如果呢，您呢会告诉我怎样把更多的荣耀归给您的话呢，我也会照着做。And
so the Bible is full of stories of those who gave God the glory.
所以圣经里充满了这样的故事，就是那些人呢把荣耀呢归给神。What
a terrible thing to pretend there is no God. Call him Mother Nature.
这是个多么的可怕的事情！假装没有神，把这个称之为自然的母亲。
All right, so that's our simple story for this morning. We live in a world that has done far worse than that.
所以呢，我们生活在的这个世界呢，做的呢比这个更可怕、更糟。
Romans 1 is all about the terrible consequences of not giving God the glory.
所以罗马书第一章呢，就是讲他的所有的，你如果不把荣耀归给神的话呢，所有的可怕的后果。
But the great and thrilling story is that if we do give him glory, why, we can be drawn back to him and the blessing of God will flow. It starts by saying, God, I choose to give you glory.
但这个伟大的就是说神奇的让我们激动的事情是呢，如果呢你把荣耀呢都归给神的话呢，那么说呢，神的所有的这样的就是说是赐福呢都会流向你。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you are a glorious God.
主啊，我们非常感恩您是一位荣耀的神。
And we're thankful that it's easy for us to give you glory because everything we know about you is worthy of glory.
主啊，我们就是也知道呢，就是非常容易的把荣耀归给您，因为您所为我们所做的一切都值得我们把荣耀归给您。
And so our prayer, Lord, is that we will not rob you of glory, but that we will say, yes, I choose to glorify God.
所以主啊，我们的祷告是呢，我们不会是抢夺您的荣耀。我们说呢，我们选择把荣耀归给神。And
Lord, we pray for the rest of the world around us, so many of whom who knew God and knew all about God from what they could see, and they ended up saying, I won't give him any glory.
所以主啊，我们周围世界的所有的人呢，他们知道那里有一位神，他们也知道神呢所创造的星际和一切，那么说呢，他们还是选择不把荣耀归给神。So
we give thanks now for all your kindness to us, for your love, and for the glory that you have shown us both in creation and at the cross.
所以主啊，我们现在呢向您献上感恩，为您呢所为我们做的一切，为您的创造的整个世界，还有您在十字架上为我们所做的，还有您对我们的爱，把荣耀都归给您。We
give glory now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all you've done. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们就是献上感恩呢，我们也把荣耀归给您，我们感谢您呢，为我们所做的一切，我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.